And here we go. So what do I see coming up for 2016 in the commercial real estate field? Well, the number one thing is there'll be continuing search for yield. Thanks for getting out of the way, Dave. You're the man. Now, there'll be continuing search for yield. Most people aren't going to find it. So what they really need to do is they need to create deals the way I do. You've got to go out and create deals in the coming months ahead. It's not going to be easy. So what do you got to do? You got to start changing your business plan now. What worked before isn't going to necessarily work today. I've been having meetings with a bunch of new family offices that have just started up that are looking to do real estate deals. They're looking to do multifamily. They're looking to do self-storage, retail and office, auto. We'll talk. Now, the number one thing that you need to make sure that you're going to do this year in the real estate business is pay it forward. Because what I do is I like to make sure that at least once or twice a year, I'm able to help one of the kids that are graduating from these ubiquitous number of real estate programs get a real job and a heads up on a career. But that's not enough. Once they've gotten their head start, you've got to help them get the next job, and you've got to keep building the real estate industry. You got to pay it forward. And this is the year. And Otto said it earlier today. If it's time to sell, you better push the button and sell now. But if you got great cash flow in a great location, I got a different idea. You got to put debt on there right now. Debt now. Because if you don't, you may just miss the boat. Now, unlike most, I don't think that debt prices are going to go through the roof. Why? Because the sovereign wealth funds, they just can't take it. They can't take an increase in cost to them because they won't be able to pay off their bonds. So it ain't going to go up too high. There's going to be sort of an artificial international cap on that. Let's run through them. AC, how much time I got left? 4 minutes. Awesome. I can do it all in 4 minutes. Let's talk about retail. Retail Auto talked about that. Retail's good, but you got to be careful. Make sure you know the credit. Check on who's a slow pay or no pay, because they ain't going to be there much longer. And try to get things that aren't focused on internet. When we do deals, we like the pet supermarket and stuff like that. The vet, people can't like do the vet online yet. Office, I like office in the right location, not necessarily in the wrong location. I'm getting ready to get into and out of office in some places, but in some of these donuts, these little city states that are being created, I want my office right there. And if there isn't enough by the apartments and the hotels, my goodness, I want to build. So office, there may be still a lot of room in office. Apartments, you just got to pick them if you like them and leave them if you don't. Make sure you got the right operator. And if you own something, put that long-term government debt on it, put it away, and let your kids deal with it in your upcoming family office. Condo is evolving here in South Florida. It's not really that big in other markets. Here in South Florida, I think condo's going to be okay. It's just going to evolve. We'll talk more about that with Carlos Rosso and Gil Deser in the coming weeks. Interest rates. Well, we talked about interest rates. They'll go up, but I think more so because people want to widen spreads than because there really be that much tolerance. I only have 2 minutes left, right? I did the whole world in 2.5 minutes. I'm the man.